I think he was born wearing diapers and a tie.
There's no ifs and buts for him. You can see by the way he dresses, right? Everything has got to be by the book.
He speaks very British. He offered me a Cornish pasty. But I was really struck by Peter's passion. He's not just somebody who wants to sell you something. He's somebody who wants to learn why you're into it, to help you figure out what exactly you want to build.
Hi, I'm Peter Chiang. I'm an aeronautical engineer, and I run the shop called Hobby Bounties at Morgan Hobby Craft Centre, which has been in the same place in Katong Shopping Centre for the last 50 years.
When I saw you online and all your photos, you're always in shirt and tie. Could you share why?
That is just me. I've always been like this. Partly it's probably my schooling in England. This is considered informal. We had to be in suits all the time.
You're talking about this one?
Yeah.
That's my favourite one.
Yes.
Back in the early 70s, my parents took me to a shop called the Orchard Store, which is still around. I saw an FS kit of a P1127. That's a prototype British Hawker Harrier, the one that flies vertically upwards. And I bought that, and after that, I just went for the second kit, the third kit, and I continued.
Could you have an estimate of how many kits you've built?
Definitely over 1,000. I build every day, at least an hour. I build at such a rate, I don't have space. I mean, part of the excuses have the shop front keeps my models.
Like this one, you can see the details, you can even see the small space shuttles on the sides.
It's not really a toy, it's a hobby. It's how to replicate something that is real. Along the way, you understand how to read drawings, types of glues or chemicals to go and build it, and then you can understand what's the significance of this particular model and the technology of that time and how it has evolved. Some of the major things you learn is motor skills, and then the other thing is patience. A model kit takes you about 7 hours. So you build, you paint, you put transfer. The satisfaction is completing it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, we actually had this.
The biggest part are still my age group and above. Because basically they're retired, they've got money and they have time. But the young kids are normally 16 and below. Because, well, like you and me, when you're 16, we discover girls, this goes out the window. I would just say my wife accepts my hobby. She has tried building one model, that's it. She doesn't like the smell of the paint and the thinness. She's okay, she just continues playing with her phone, her iPad. There'll be no competition for the TV.
Go ahead, another 99.
Oh, okay.
In 1986, before I went to university, the owner of Yotik Singh Emporium passed away and I bought many of his FX kits. After we consigned the FX kits to Morgan Hobby Craft, I started buying up interesting models from the UK and sent them to Singapore to sell. I came back, I partnered with Jennifer, the Morgan Hobby Craft site, all the way up to 2006 when she said she wants to retire. Then I took over the whole business.
This comes with an engine.
Over the years, we've basically grown in collecting and having rare models. So you can see up here, it's all the different science fiction models. And down here are all the figure models. So you got James Bond, Odd Job, Wonder Woman. Our original motto was actually International Model Detectives. If it exists, we'll find it.
Fly it back.
The sound.
Ah, you just found it.
Come on, come back for this.
This is my first favorite. And Peter just found it for me. Wow, good you.
Back in the 70s, 80s and early 90s, it was basically part of most guys' rites of passage. So as you grow up, you build a model kit at some point. But after the mid-1990s, things changed. The next generation, they were building Gundam and they wanted quick builds, those snap-together model kits.
How's business now compared to 20, 30 years?
It's much smaller.
Are you at least profit-making or...
No.
You've never been profit-making? Oh, wow. Then why carry on?
Because of what I love. Well, I like to see that people pick up this hobby and people do become engineers. For the most of the younger generation, I mean, we can't compete against screens. That's just a sign of times. I mean, they had their day. Things change and this is just society and life. But there'll always be a place for models because people always want something that they know. They want a replica of it in front of them or to own it. We organize monthly gatherings for the hobbyists to show off what they build or to mix like-minded people. We organize competitions, hoping that we have a little generation of people who still want to build things and still want to be engineers to do things in the real world. I'll run this as long as I can. I am looking at a plan where should I not be around or for whatever reason, that there'll be someone to take care of it. I want the community to stay there and I want the community to grow. We welcome everybody and we'll help anybody who wants help. That's my little part for society.